Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
From someone who looks as weird as someone at a Deliverance.
I will survive. Yay! Grease Lightning. Let's have a bit of that. Any of the people on there really have the X Factor?
This is a subject that's not really related.
Graduated doing...
a maths degree.
Okay. Do you honestly believe that you are the next pop idol?
I think only time will tell.
Fabulous. Off you go.
Rising up, back on the streets, did my time, took my chances. Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. It's the eye of a tiger, it's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night as he watches as the fall in the eye of the tiger.
Foxy. He's gone.
Oh, Warren, that was great. Oh, mate, that was...
Not the reaction I expected, but...
No, I'm so...
Excellent, anyway.
Warren, that was great.
What?
Heart attacks they have on soap operas. Gonna put your arm up to the air and... X Factor is back. Yeah, what? I'm sure it was just on. Seriously. It was about a month ago it stopped, I reckon. And now it's back already? Jesus. I didn't ask him about this woman who thought she'd audition for the X Factor. Basically, it seems, so she didn't have to write anything interesting in her column. She'd just go and appear on the X Factor. She said, you have to get there before 9 a.m, otherwise you're just told to piss right off. People had been sleeping there the night before. 10,000 people turned up to audition. Jesus. He said that even all that kind of shouting and all the crowd bullshit, that took about 2 or so hours to film it. And they had to keep going, woo! And they handed him out stupid little posters saying, pick me, Simon, I've got the X Factor, all this shit. And it took her 7 hours of queuing, to which at one point she said she brought a deck chair and a Harry Potter book. So, yep, you'll suit the X Factor. 7 hours, and then you have to do your little audition in front of everyone. 30 seconds in front of some bloody no mark no one's heard of, production doodah. And then if you're really shit, you get through. And if you're really good, you get through. Most of the 10,000 are really average. So they queue for 7 hours, 30 second blast, and that's it. Told to piss off. Fucking hell. They deserve it. Yeah, get queuing, you little monkeys. So we watch X. I watched it. I was hungover. It's in that weird time where you just can't be bothered to do anything or even change the channel. And I think on the other channel there's this fucking weird cube thing where I don't know, you're in a cube and you've got like a fucking game to do. Like you've got to pick up 15 balls in 15 seconds and put them in a little glass jar. And if you do that, you win some money or something. Fascinating. I don't mind that. Okay, that's a challenge. Go for it. But it's all the... Are you ready? Yeah. Let me just be really serious. Oh, yeah. God, it means so much. I'm going to buy fucking a gold deck chair. Oh. That's why, for my mum, who's never had one, yeah. I'm gonna just get on with the game, all right? Stop all this fannying about and, ooh, oh, are you really nervous? Are you, just do it. No excuses, go. I don't hear about your stupid plans and your ideas based on complete crap. Like, I'm going to pick the left one because it's blue and the sky's blue, so that must be a good sign. I want to see pictures of your family looking worried and someone crying and you saying, well, I'm just going to give it my best now. Just do it! Have, like, electric prods, and if they spend too long or acting annoyingly, that would soon get them in order. And the hosts as well. Scope them. Yes. Stop asking questions very slowly. It's not building tension, it's just annoying me, okay? So anyway, back to the X Factor. We had some auditions. Most people were shit. Ho, ho, ho. Look at those rubbish spazzers. Delinquents. And then this dude come on. He's like one of the last people. Oh, yeah. I'm nervous. Yeah, I'm a teacher. Yeah, I'll just give it a little audition. I don't expect much. Then all of a sudden, this man is his first audition ever. Ooh. And you're like, will he be a good one or one of the rubbish ones? In front of the weird audience now, we're full of... Why do people queue up to see a load of rubbish people? But there we go. We squeeze some money out of them. And he appeared, and then he was all like giving it this humongous singing and shouting and winking at the fans, pointing at the fans, sitting down, blowing kisses to Danny. One big, well, he's jumping the microphone between hands on his knees up. It's like, yeah, so you've just done that. You've never really auditioned, and then all of a sudden out pops this fucking almost superstar. Yeah, he wasn't fixed, rigged in. Yeah, no shit. And then afterwards he looks all embarrassed again. Come off it, dude. It was a complete sham, of course. Hopefully, I think, as X Factor gets more manipulative and a bit more standardised, almost like a rock band doing an album which sounds like its earlier stuff, kind of copying themselves, and then people will stop watching it. We can but hope.
I am a person.
And this person enjoys funny clips like this.
Question? When Carol is slagging off the contestants, do they think, shut up, you high-trousered, flat-haired Beaufort? Oh no, there is no answer, dear. X-Factor. What an ironic title of a show, if ever there was one. I mean, do any of the people on there really have the X Factor? Are they so different? They have something so different and brilliant about them that you can't even name it. You just say, oh, I don't know what it is. It's just the X-ness. The X-ness about you is so much better than those others. Look at them. They haven't got an X fucking between them. You're full of X's. Triple X. Whoa, hello. You know, all it is a great big, horrible, terrible karaoke show. Yes, everyone tuned in to watch people karaokeing it up. Most of them are shit. And the worst ones that get through are just not quite that shit. Just average. The winners of the show are so boring and so pre-packaged in little plastic bags and delivered out onto the shelves. Fucking the least likely people who own an X Factor are those fucking winners. I can remember them. Shane Ward. Has he got X Factor? No. It's fucking boring. Leona Lewis. Oh yeah, she's an X Factor. We spent like fucking millions of pounds getting the best producers for a lovely voice and a little equine face. Looks like a miserable horse. You ever heard her say anything interesting? No. I mean, do we really need a Mariah Carey sound-alike, Celine Dion-ish in this day and age? No. Piss off. And now as the show goes on, it's like somewhere they're breeding the bastard contestants to get on there and slowly making them more dull and dull and dull. Just like Big Brother, quick, breed them in the wacky zone. Yeah, woo, look at them. Every bastard one is a boring. Borer. They must be interesting, they're wacky. No, they're dull as anything. They're too stupid to be wacky or interesting. And the people on the X Factor are just devoid, they just, as soon as they get through, they start sucking any personality out of them. Come. No, you must play it safe, seeing it's raining women. Yay! They'll love that. I will survive. Yay! Grease lightning. Let's have a bit of that. Make sure there's absolutely no personality and just trying to sing it sound exactly like it. Boring.
The Chicken Factory now at Pickachick for about 2.5 years, but I do the odd karaoke in the week, every week, and that's different karaoke and that. Show my face around and, you know, hopefully get spotted or something.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Robert.
And what do you do?
I work in a chicken factory.
Good. Do you think you've got the X Factor?
I don't know, because I'm not quite sure what the X Factor is.
All right.
Ready? No, I've lost my own. I can't. I'll just do the chorus, because I'm a bit nervous.
Tragedy when the feeling's lonely, that no one is tragedy. When the morning finds you don't know why it's hard to bear. With no one to love you, we're going nowhere.
And that Bee Gees, and then my favourite one's Aqua Barbie Girl.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Jack.
Do you want to go for a ride?
Jump, yes.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can push my hair and dress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Oh, I'm having so much fun.
Well, Barbie, we're just getting started.
Oh, I love you, Ken.
Alright. Is this a joke?
No.
You're winding me up.
That was good.
I ain't.
I think we've heard enough.
When people hear me when I go to a different karaoke that I've never been to, I get applause and that. And it is genuine, obviously, when you're on a karaoke machine, you've got the music in the background, plus you've got a bit of echo and that, which does help in a way. So.
Oh, right, so we're missing the echo. Robert, I can honestly say you are the worst singer I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Thank you. You are absolutely useless. All right, Robert. Well, look, it is a unanimous no.
I know, yeah.
Bye-bye. Oh, bless him.
God help him.
I can carry on working in a chicken factory.
Public service announcement. X Factor contestant, don't be alarmed if little Louis Walsh doesn't like you. He only likes leprechauns and cute Irish people. Don't take it personally. Husks have our making the world a bit better. Ah! Jingle!
Cunt! You stupid cunt!
So you're really pissing me off, X Factor. I'm gonna tell you. It's when one they get a fucking good one on. I hate the good ones, because they're rubbish. They're just like slightly crapper versions of the real thing. What's the point? Anyway, they get a good one on. He's fucking singing, or he or she, and then they just, the judges are there looking smug, big fucking cheesy grins going, yeah, yeah. And then they can't just watch the person, they have to nod. And then look at each other and go, yeah, no, yeah, it's good, ooh, I'm so fucking shocked. What do you expect? These fuckers are coming in to sing. The law of fucking chaos and chance says, one of these bastards is going to be good. It's not as if they haven't seen the other fucking 5 years of this shit. Most of them were judges on it. Yeah, I'm nodding. It's good. Oh, I'll give a wink. Clunk. It's equally ridiculous when the really shit ones come on, who we like, by the way. And then they go, I'm shocked. Someone really claps, come on, the X Factor. Oh, I can't believe it. You told the fuckers to put through the good ones and the really crap ones. Why are you so shocked? Is it a mystery how X Factor works? No, every motherfucking person in the UK, apart from the spazzers who are really crap and gone there, understand how it works. You get the rubbish ones on to embarrass them. Though now you do it in front of the bloody audience of 2,000, the poor little bastards. And sometimes I think, well, come on, Oak, you get on there, you fucking shit. I don't know anyone who can name a song you've sung. Put the needle on it. That's the only one. Most of that was because of the mixes behind it, not you. What? You were famous before Kylie. Bullshit. That's over. Get bloody live with it, all right? Now you're the shit one.
No Christmas for the Jehovah's Witness.
All the Catholics and Baptists get gifts.
No Christmas for the Jehovah's Witness.
So how come
Ox Alfalfa don't get shit?
Now if the husk was to appear on X Factor, I would sing a song of my own making, a little twist upon a classic tune, but with some husky lyrics. And it goes a little something like this. Horse Half Hour is very good.
I find it very, very funny. It makes me laugh very much. Just like a punch in the crotch. What do you make of that, Carol?
Expect a news nugget, an old one. Simon Cowell is embroiled in a row with the royal family after accusing Prince Philip of calling him a sponger. Oh, little Cowell complained that Philip was deliberately rude to him, and the Queen ignored him in a backstage lineup. Oh my god, what a fucking cheek. Cowell is rude to every bastard going, and now he's going, well, Princess Philip's rude to me. I mean, does he not know Princess Philip is a, like, racist and rude to most people? Don't be offended, he's treating you normally, son. This is what Carol said about the meeting. It was actually embarrassing. She came over to me at the end of the show. She came on at the end of the show, and you have to stand around for hours. She ignored me, and her husband called me a sponger. Yeah, and when Leno asked if Philip meant the insult, the Carol replied, yes, I think he was trying to be rude, so I just mumbled something, and he walked off. Yeah, that showed him. He's being rude, I'm just going to mumble something. Instead of the Queen shook his hand with an amused half smile on her face and moved swiftly on to me with an expression of familiar relief. Oh, this is what he actually, Philip said. Your judge is right. Yes, replied Carol. So, he chuckled, looking back at Carol before pointing to Paul Potts. You sponge off him then. It's fucking true. Question. Do the judges ever come out of their dressing rooms shouting, what year is this? After hearing the same songs over and 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 over. What year is this? Oh no, there is no answer, dear.
Sheffield.
Well, a lot of people compare me to Eminem, and that's great, because Eminem's one of our biggest idols. I wish I could be like him.
I've been demonstrated and protested against picket signs from the picket signs and picket signs.
Hello. How are you, Stephen?
I'm great.
Good.
Brilliant for you.
Why are you here?
I've got the X Factor.
What?
The X Factor look, personality, and the character.
Okay. Talent.
And talent.
Okay. All right, we're going to find out.
But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground to a scam. I've got a room full of posters and pictures, man. I like to shoot that fat. Anyways, hope you get this, man. Hit me back. Jack, truly yours, your biggest fan. Stan.
One out of four.
One out of four?
Still got the con. Looks, personality, talent, no. Stephen, I mean, just off, really.
Stop.
Yeah.
I've told my wife, what do you?
I'd be speechless.
You're not talented at all up form. You should find something else that you enjoy doing.
Well, whatever.
How do you think you did?
But this isn't the last we'll see of Stephen, because he's got a few rhymes of his own about the judges that he wants to share.
Simon Cowell, if he sees it, is nothing but a soul. Lewis Waltz, you love. You're down Westlife, they're okay, but you're an a**hole. You don't know about music. Sharon Osbourne's daughter, Kelly, she's got more talent than a piece of on my shoe.
I'll have a double jingle latte, please. How the fuck do you even get an elephant to understand you want him to point out the bucket with the most fruit in?
Back to Hoskmavation. Now, do you think that when these potential contestants of the X Factor, do you think that they leap for joy as soon as they hear Granny's dying? As soon as they hear one of their family, a distant cousin, uncle, mum, dad, as soon as they hear they've got cancer, do you think they go, whoa, I am definitely going to get through at least one round of the X Factor. This is fucking great. Well, not so good for you, cancer-riddled person, but, you know, let's look at it from my point of view. You've always wanted this, haven't you? Yeah, of course you have. Yep. In fact, you question, actually, whether, you know, exactly how did Granny die? A mysterious car accident, with a blue Ford Cortina, very much like yours, X Factor contestant. Where were you exactly? You've been killing off our elderly relatives to get on the X Factor. Have you? Have you indeed? I wouldn't put it past them. All I'm saying is, they look a little too happy. They look a little bit too rehearsed when talking about the great pit of despair and how this great tragedy has led them to appearing on the X Factor. You just think about that. X Factor contestant, don't be alarmed if little Louis Walsh doesn't like you. He only likes leprechauns and cute Irish people. Don't take it personally. Judge Cowell, much admired for his honesty and high trouser line and his resemblance to Donald Flathead Fisher and his little hissy fits. Ooh, I can't take it, there was a rubbish. Ooh, I hate life. Yeah, fuck off, Cowell. Why don't you go and work at a factory for 16 hours for tuppence? See how much you hate that? You flat-headed freak. Honesty, my arse. See, the fact you're the only one who actually tells them they're shit and they're rubbish and they should flush themselves down the toilet and spank themselves with a bloody dildo or something. It's not... It is honesty-ish. We're just lucky because you're making them cry and look upset. We don't respect you, Cowell. A, after you got Robson Jerome to number one twice! Do you know he did that in training for the X Factor? He went to all the karaoke bars in Blackpool, saw what was the song that most people were singing, and then made the two performing monkeys, Jerome and the other one, sing those songs, despite them not being able to act or sing. They even looked embarrassed up there. I was raking in the cash. And that is bloody, of course, now, Green, he's quite happy to take the cash for doing the same piece of acting every Sunday on your screens. There he is, doing the same. Don't know what script it is, I'll just do this same old thing. So I remember the lines from the last script we had 4 years ago, yeah. This one's different, you're a tough cop. Ooh, I'll be tough. Bullshit. Off this, you mother. Oof. Punch to the stomach. I'm excited, Cowell is. I'm looking forward to the time when they stop letting you appear on TV with your terrible bloody reality sing-alongs and just go be gone. I don't want to hear from you or see from you again. That's only a couple of years away. Big Brother's going next year. Can't be long before the X Factor is X-Facted into the bin of television history.
Ah.
X Factor Gospelmation. What I do wonder about the X Factor is how the fuck do they make those contestants cry so much? Every time they sing, they walk on, they're crying all the time. How do they find these buggers so pregnant with bloody tears in their eyes? They're going to force them out every time. I couldn't cry that much. After singing karaoke, it's not usually me who's crying, it's usually some of the audience in what I account to be just such a moving performance by myself, of course. It annoys me. You know they don't mean it now, they're crocodile tears. They were so good. I wanted this all my life. Really? All your life you've wanted this? What have you done to, you know, get ahead in the musical industry? I waited until X Factor auditioned. Yeah, you're 25 for fuck's sake. 25 years. You've been waiting to come on X Factor. Do you not think you could have done anything else? You crocodile tear mother!
Bastards. Shit ass.
Knob!
Twat!
A hose pipe with a nozzle set onto power wash. Psh! Right in your face, councils! Fuck's sake! Well, let's go on.
I never felt my heart pounding this strongly, thinking, will I do it or why not do it? I want them to see the entertainer in me, the dancer, like some of the world already sees me.
Hello. What's your name?
My name's Onkar Judge.
Okay, why are you here, Onkar?
Because I believe I've got what it takes to make the X Factor.
Are you going to win?
Yes, I am.
Good. Who are you as good as?
Michael Jackson, Daniel Bedingfield, George Michael.
All right.
Here I go then. What have we done to the world? Look what we've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? Did you ever start to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever start to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore? I thought that was a solid wall.
Ow. Wow, that's got to hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
Oh. That doesn't
hurt. No, it doesn't hurt.
Onka, what the hell was that?
Wow.
My voice isn't there, sorry to say. Seriously, I am a true performer. I've been in karaoke finals without looking at the screen, and I've had 95% of the audience on my side.
I'm going to be honest with you, Onka. It is one of the worst I've ever heard. It's crazy.
Okay, Simon, moment of truth.
No.
Sorry, Onka.
Sharon?
No, Onka, not this time.
Four no's.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And there's only one judge.
Who's that?
That's me, Onka judge.
Oh, Onka.
Don't judge the judge, please, because there is only one judge. Because my name is Mr. Onka Judge.
Well, that was ridiculous. Oh, and he's broken
that
the set.
My ear.
And the set.
Best insults.
The one thing I like about the cowl is that he does lay into the contestants who mightily deserve it. You know, the other day he told someone they had the charisma of a banana. And I just thought, well, that's good. Interesting. You've thought about that. I mean, that's a bit freaky thinking that, you know, fruit has a personality. Not really keen on going down that road, to be honest with you, but it was a good insult, and I enjoyed it for that. And I found some of his other ones. So let's go through them. You should sue your singing teacher. I presume there was no mirror in your dressing room tonight. At age 4, Mum, you look like a poodle. Shave off your beard and wear a dress. I think you'd be a great female impersonator. You've just invented a new form of torture. If you'd lived 2,000 years ago and sung like that, I think they'd have stoned you. You have the personality of a handle. What does that mean? I'm tempted to ask if you sang the night before your wife left you. You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with massive eyes. What do you think we're looking for? A 2-year-old who can't sing? You came across as a background singer for a background singer. You sounded like Cher after she'd been to the dentist. Can I ask you a question? Do you and your girlfriend sing together at home? Have the police ever called? You were fabulous, but it was the singing that was slightly off-putting. What happens when you normally sing in public, Deborah? I've had a few people cry. I can believe that. Gowl, look what you've done to the world. Look what you've done. You've done an elephant up the bum. Oh, elephant up the bum. Cowl, elephant up the bum, shaka. Cowl, look what you've done to the world. Look what you've done. You've done a whale up the bum. Well, basically, to cut a stupid song short, you could keep going along that with using different animals till your heart's content. Thank you. Good question. Why doesn't Simon Cowell sack that little leprechaun Louis Walsh? Is he blackmailing him somehow? Oh, no, there is no answer, dear.
All of Cardiff know me. I'm an extremely good vocalist. I sing like Prince, for Christ's sake. I can sing like Cyndi Lauper and Gwen Stefani. So, you know, you don't get any more versatile than that. I've got the X Factor because I'm a natural raw talent. I've got the looks, I've got the body, really. At the end of the day, I deserve it. I'm just too goddamn good.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel. And what do you do for a living?
Nothing, I'm lazy at the moment.
Do you ever sing professionally?
Yeah, of course, I've been singing all my life, all around the towns and everything.
Okay. Do you think that you're capable of winning this contest?
Yeah.
And how good, from 1 to 10, would you rate yourself?
10.
10?
Whatever song you want me to sing, I'll do it. Gwen Stefani, I can sing. Prince, I can sing. Sheila E., Kylie, I probably could do Danny as well. I can sing better than Madonna.
You're better?
Yeah, I think.
Go on then.
All right, can I have a microphone then, please? You're holding a stick above my head.
It'll find you.
Where I come from, there's a place called heaven.
And that's the place where all the good children go. Our desire is still there, the strips of gold. But there's more where you come from, my sugar walls. My sugar walls, ooh, my sugar walls. It was good, wasn't it? Let's face it.
No, no. You've got a really bad attitude, sweetheart.
Hmm.
Everything I wouldn't want. Lazy, deluded, very little talent.
Well,
everything I don't want. Well, you ask for an opinion, sweetheart, you're getting one.
The way you lot live your life, you're all each other's is all to get where you want to be. And the truth of the matter is, you're and you know you're and that is the truth of the matter.
Why'd you come here?
Why'd you come here? Because
today?
I know it was good, all right?
Right, do you want to leave now?
Well, I've even done my own cassette.
Rachel, I think you should go somewhere else.
Nobody does cassettes anymore. It's called a CD.
That's very rude, isn't it?
By to check interior radiation.
Hold it, look!
Oh my god, Husk's off hours on!
The hell with radiation, let's go!
You just killed my favorite song of all time.
Killed in a good way or bad way?
Well, listen, killing is never good. There's never a happy killing. No, I mean, that person is real.
Husk's gone.
No, really. And I'm saying that to be kind, because you will never have a career. Not in a billion years. There are only so many words I can drag out of my vocabulary to say how awful that was. You actually seem like a train going off the rails. You sort of start, don't you? And then it just goes completely off. And very, very fast. You taking singing lessons?
Yes, I did.
Who's your teacher?
There was this lady up in Montana.
Do you have a lawyer?
No, I don't have a lawyer.
Get a lawyer, seriously. Unfortunately, look at it really. That sounded like Stevie Wonder with a really bad cold.
By the way, I just have one for you. I'm sucking up the now. You're very handsome.
Tell me something about that. Yeah, I'm lying. You're brilliant. Really terrible. It was a bit like watching my ship sink in that audition. It just started up there and it just sucked.
That mewing, the often heard sound of the scrap metal van driving around. Giving the noise to people to come out and hand over their scrap metal. If only I had some on me.
All of Cardiff know me. I'm an extremely good vocalist. I sing like Prince, for Christ's sake. I can sing like Cyndi Lauper and Gwen Stefani. So, you know, you don't get any more versatile than that. I've got the X factor because I'm a natural raw talent. I've got the looks, I've got the body really. At the end of the day, I deserve it. I'm just too goddamn good. What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel. And what do you do for a living?
Nothing, I'm lazy at the moment.
Do you ever sing professionally?
Yeah, of course, I've been singing all my life, all around the towns and everything.
Okay. Do you think that you're capable of winning this contest?
Yeah.
And how good, from 1 to 10, would you rate yourself?
10.
10?
Whatever song you want me to sing, I'll do it. Gwen Stefani, I can sing. Prince, I can sing. Sheila E., Kylie, I probably could do Danny as well. I can sing better than Madonna.
You're better?
Yeah, I think.
Go on, then.
All right, can I have a microphone then, please? You're holding a stick above my head.
It'll find you.
Where I come from, there's a place called heaven, and that's the place where all the good children go. Our desire is still there, the strips of gold, but there's more where you come from. My sugar walls, my sugar walls, ooh, my sugar walls. It was good, wasn't it? Let's face it.
No, no. You've got a really bad attitude, sweetheart. Everything I wouldn't want. Lazy, deluded,
very little talent. Everything I don't want. Well, you ask for an opinion, sweetheart, you're getting one.
The way you lot live your life, you're all each other's is all to get where you want to be. And the truth of the matter is, you're and you know you're and that is the truth of the matter.
Why'd you come here?
Why'd I come
Why'd you come
here?
Because
I know it was good, all
right? Right, do you want to leave now?
I've even done my own cassette.
Rachel, I think you should go somewhere else.
Nobody does cassettes anymore. It's called a CD.
That's very rude, isn't it?
Hosk is gonna tell you something now.
Where did that accent come from? Yes, indeed, sir. You fucking
fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my
God.
Hand.
And here is are the muck-ups.
And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.